Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Here is the Wednesday edition of the podcast. Yes. What a day it was. We spoke to Paul Stanley.
Oh, enjoyed Stano. Paul.
That's all.
I'm going to go and see Kiss, actually. Only got three songs. Don't tell Shaz.
Oh, hey. Hey, plenty on the show. We spoke about divorces, what you clean up or not get cleaned up.
Yep.
Have you saved a life off the back of a shark attack?
Mm-hmm.
Tom, our producer's dick swinging with a stupid...
The old Android debate. There he is. Look at him now.
My RAM-based database is 6.4 gigabyte. And that's about it. Stay tuned.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's Around the Grounds.
Man, it was all going on yesterday. An insane local story. A 17-year-old guy has been attacked by a shark off the WA South Coast, just near Albany.
Gee, whittakers. So,
Mistaken Island, okay? So he got savaged up and we're just, you know,
Up are we talking? Like,
I think he's been through two surgeries far, like, since he's been pulled out. So obviously has survived,
yes,
thank goodness.
Yes, that's great news.
But it's his mate, okay, Connor, who grabbed him, like, helped him swim in and then went, jump on my back. I'll piggyback you 2K over these rocks and we'll get you fixed up.
Right.
Bang. Did it. Gee, done. Whiz. What a champion. 2K. What a great outcome.
Goodness me.
I did
60 seconds of Pilates last night with them. My glutes started hurting.
Would it be wrong if it was you or me? How bad is the bite? Do you reckon you could walk? I've got your 1K. Could you do the rest?
I'll tell Mum and Dad you fought hard.
Exactly.
I can't carry you over those rocks. No. It's just not going
to
happen.
So all the best to him. Yeah, great outcome.
Great story. Unbelievable.
At first, I thought I was dreaming, and it was huge. It was like the size of a small four wheel drive. I come up to breathe because I was underwater, and I just see this splash, and the tail and his arms go flying, and I thought he was dead.
No, that's his mate Connor there. Just watch the whole thing.
Scary stuff. I remember sitting watching Mick Fanning live when the shark attack happened. I was sitting in Wembley Downs, my little house there, and I just could not work out what was going on. Yeah,
that's crazy. So scary. Ooh, good luck.
Michelle Anderson, from here to here.
Thank you very much. Oh. Another hard hitter. Just a quick one if you're an Aussie Post person. Don't mind shipping off a parcel or two.
I need to get familiar with this sort of settings. There are a few parcels to send out soon.
You've got a few parcels to ship off? All right. Well, things are going up. Prices are going up.
God.
But don't worry too much. For a 5-kilo package sending off, going up 4.5%, that'll hit you 40 cents in the pocket there.
You've got 1,000 of them.
Yeah, well, exactly. Mm. Add that up. It all adds up, doesn't it?
So. But as long as they're all getting their watches and everything at Australia Post, I'm happy to wish everyone a Merry Christmas there.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Back to you.
Carbonator.
Thank you very much, Carbo. This story has stolen my heart. Now, I read this story last night and I was actually panic stricken. So an Australian woman called Laura McCulloch, she is over in LA trying to make it as an actress. She's gone on an online date, okay, and then disappeared. Didn't make it to work, didn't make it to yoga. She's not like that. Her friends are saying she hasn't used her bank cards. Her phone was off. And I was thinking, this is not
good. How long has she been missing for?
This was so she'd gone on the date.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I think it was 1 or 2 days, hasn't turned
still
up.
Still bender times, though. Like, still in the region of off they go and had a big night.
But you've been on a solo date online, and that's straight away. You hear
all these
horrible stories. Yeah. No, she was okay. She'd just gotten locked up from that date.
Oh, got arrested.
She was in the clink, okay?
What did she do?
Had
fun with the guy or
I don't know. I feel like she might have got nervous, had a couple of drinks to make the night all right, had a few more drinks to make it even better. Somehow a child wears a drink that she has and a cop is bitten and kicked and then you're in the clink. And everyone thinks you've been abducted.
Yeah.
So she's okay, guys.
Innocent till proven guilty.
I know exactly.
She's a bitter bloke.
And this is why I don't date online.
Yeah.
Because I'd be that chick. Where's Michelle? Just locked up. She's okay, guys.
She's got nervous. She's
all right.
A bit of nerves.
Just trying to make
the
night a goodie.
It's the sixth time this year, but she'll eventually get past this stage and get to dinner.
These are warm-ups.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, Michelle, what a morning it's been in here this morning. So we've got a team of about 6 or 7. It's quite intimate in the morning at 3 a.m. when we wander on here to dissect the daily news. But one of our producers, Tom, he came in, a real appendage swinging sort of stuff.
Out of his skin.
It was just like, look at me. I said, put it away, Tommy. What is it? What is it, Tommy? And he said, I've got a new phone.
He's got a new phone.
And I thought, gee whiz, I'm all up to date with the Apple stuff. I'm not sure a new iPhone's popped out.
Has it happened? Yeah, yeah. No, it's a big song and dance.
Who's the bloke out the front? That's Steve Jobs.
Normally Jobsy. Steve. They're wheeling someone else out now.
Steve Jobs dead? Yeah.
He's gone.
Right, yeah. So, you know, iPhone. No, I wonder what this could be. It wouldn't be anything other than an iPhone because, you know, it's the greatest inconvenience in the history to be in a work group or a friendship group and some fool's head has some stupid idea to go outside and go off script and buy some phone that is not compatible with 99% of phone users, and no longer can that phone group chat be effective or used.
Exactly. And do you know what? This is what I find. Yeah, I think we could go, we could deep dive even further. And these people, and I think it happens on the Apple side and the Android side, but these people are like, geez, they'll tell you about the phone. You said it earlier. It's got 700 pixels and 7 million pixels in it. Yeah, I'll tell you what you can't do on the iPhone.
I'll tell you what you can't do on the iPhone here.
You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't know, yeah. The photo disappears.
You don't have that on the iPhone. They've had that technology for ages. Yeah. You don't know that, though.
Nah, so how quickly does yours phone charge? Because I've got, like, a fancy charger. Oh, mate, there's nothing worse than the one person. And I just want to get a quick summary from our producer, Tom. Tom, come in.
Is he in there? There?
Yeah, look, I just like being ahead of the curve.
Hang up on him. 1-3-3-5-3. My little brother used to come rattling around with this stupid green text thing.
Yes.
And do you know what it did for his brand? Nothing. Because he just got eliminated from invites. Well, I didn't know you were going to the footy today, mate. No, didn't you? It was in the group chat.
He was in the group chat.
Yeah, you're not in that. Oh, you don't get those.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Here's the opportunity. Rag on your mate. And I reckon they're somewhat tight asses, to be honest.
They're out there.
And they are.
But they think they're superior. We're tackling the issues that everyone's too afraid to tackle.
Tom's little prawn's that excited this morning. It's unbelievable. He's walking around with some new Pixel phone or something.
Did you say little prawn?
Yeah, he's got a little chubby. He's that excited, Michelle.
New Android.
Walk around this morning. What's coming out of his mouth?
Oh, look at this. Have a look at this. Higher res pictures than you and I could ever dream of.
database. 1-3-3-5-3. Rag on your mate who just thinks they're above everyone else with some silly Android that all it does is ruin your group text.
And
as simple as that.
And all they do is bang on about it.
Yeah, mate, well, have you seen the disappearing TV?
Sure, you are, mate.
Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, iPhone user, I assume?
Yes, definitely.
Righto, who's the goose that went outside the friendship circle?
Oh, just about everyone in Perth.
What do you mean? Do we have an Android surge going on?
We do, yeah. You know, and I'm sick and tired of asking, do they have a cord?
Do you have a cord?
Oh, my God.
Of course I don't.
It's like, is it a C, B, or D, or D for dick?
I swear to God.
At least for iPhones, we've just got one cord that fits all.
Amen. Oh, nice. Amen. Time to start culling.
Rag them, shame them. They've split the blue group up. It's as simple as that. Corey, good morning, mate.
Morning, mate.
How are you?
Oh, I'm going well. Tom, I got your back, mate, because I don't know what app these guys are using, but there's like 400 other apps you can use that is compatible with every phone. You've got WhatsApp. You've got Messenger group chat.
See, this sums you up as an Android user. You're making everyone go above and beyond.
Yeah. Well,
why can't we just stick to missionary?
We can't text. We've got a WhatsApp. Corey's in the group.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, why can't we just stick to just texting?
What about Facebook Messenger? You can add everyone into that. Everyone's got Facebook.
I'm going above and beyond to do that. I'm going outside, as I said, missionary. This is not what I'm into. I just want to stick to the basics, stick to the fundamentals, and get the job done. Simple.
What, you don't know how to send a group text in a text message either? You don't know how to group chat that one?
No, not on Facebook.
He's doing the Android thing. He's challenging us.
I know.
With his technology.
Mate, good luck with your disappearing picture and bigger RAM base. That's all I'll say. Lauren, good morning. Tough.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, mate. No, not another Android user.
No. Tell us. What are you
not
using?
Not another green texter.
Well, I believe the only thing going for the iPhone is the good covers that you can get for them, the good phone cases.
Well, mate, tell me about what.
I've got to be honest.
Other than destroying.
Annoying me.
How long have you had an Android for, Lauren?
I've never had an iPhone.
Okay.
I tried using one. I went into the phone store, tried to use one. The one button thing threw me.
Yeah. Do you feel like your friendship circle's shrunk because you're no longer in group text?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anyone that uses an iPhone. Not at work, not in my family, not my friends.
Oh,
no
my
one.
God. There's small
So you
pockets.
Guys are the freaks here.
Oh, my God.
What are they called, those groups that live out in the communities?
Xenophobic enclaves.
I'm not even going to go there. I'll say something probably complete. Lauren, have a good morning, mate. And you're not better than any of us.
We're all
treat us as equals, you Android users.
We started something and now the army's turned.
Oh, jeez. Adam, good morning.
Mate, what's going on? Like, there's nothing wrong with us Android people.
Hang up on him, Sharp.
Look at producer Tom, he's in heaven.
That prawn's now a lobster.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. They're all going to meet. They'll rise up. This is a problem.
Paul Stanley from Kiss to join us very
probably
soon.
Protesters.
China, then these guys.
Yeah, be careful.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
All right, Pat, it's time for your favourite game show. Let's meet today's contestants. He collects his food in the nude. Watch out, Uber Eats, it's Xavier Ellis. She's jacked up on energy drinks. It's Michelle Raging Bull Anderson. Yes, you're the next contestant on Demio Radio Game Show.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
The fanfare.
Big fanfare. Here's the game. I'm going to play you some audio of a celebrity who charges.
You've got to tell me their name too, because I don't know who
of course.
Them are.
Yeah. Okay. Charges money for personalised video messages. They'll say whatever you want them to say. You've got to tell me how much you think they would charge for that service.
Okay. And as Zave says, closest to the pin wins. Mm-hmm. Now we've got people who have called up that we'll be playing for.
Ron from Safety Bay. You are playing for Xavier. Morning, Ron.
Morning.
All right, Ron. Cool, I saw a little note. He's been listening to 92.9 40 years. Look at you, Ron. Campaigner. Who have you chosen today?
Come to Papa, Ron.
Come to Papa. Here he is.
Ron, you've got me. Jay, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jay. You rang up first and selected Michelle. So hopefully you go home empty-handed.
Oh, jeez. I got you, Jade. I got this.
Thank you.
Here I come.
It is a best of three game, my friend. Are we ready to go?
Right, yeah, we are. Let's
ready
go.
As I'll ever
okay,
be.
Celeb number one, made famous in 2021 at the Olympics. He's an Aussie 800 meter runner. How much would Peter Boll charge for a cameo video?
What's up, Ben? It's Peter Boll here, all the way from Switzerland, Luzern. Just wanted to take the time out to congratulate you for making AFL footy finals umpiring. Massive congratulations, mate, and all the best while you're there, and also make sure your head's in the game. All the best. Oh. It's Peter Boll here. Thanks, mate.
He sounds lovely.
Yeah, what are you paying for it? What are you paying for it? That's not a lovely rating. What are you paying?
I'm going to give him...
He had all that time.
No, I had to drink in the message, which was lovely. I'm going to say $95.
$95. I'm going to go above that, and I'm going to go bang $130.
$95 plays $130. Peter Boll. Charges $143.
God,
Xavier.
Damn it.
I'm doing this for you, Jay.
Oh, don't you dare rub
it
into my
let's go, Shane.
Are you playing for Ron?
Yeah, I'm burying her.
Right.
My competitive juices are to get a victory over someone, not win with someone. Let's go, Sean. Hurry up.
I'm launching.
Number two, he's an actor. Yeah. He's a golfer. How much would Shooter McGavin charge
for a cameo
video?
Hey, sports fans. It's Chris McDonald, a.k.a. Shooter McGavin in the house. And I'm happy to do a cameo for you. I love checking in with fans and trying to keep the, keep it on the lighter side. Shooter out.
Write it down, Michelle. Need you to write it down because if I'm going first, I'm not playing this higher or lower game.
Writing
it down now. Come on.
Okay.
Shooter
McGavin.
Shooter. Hang on. Didn't I go first last time? You go first this time.
Yeah, so I need you to write it down so I can say my figure and you go $1 lower. So I'm going 500. 500 smacks for Shooter.
500 for Shooter.
Bang, bang. Shooter. What have you got?
All right. I'm going to come in slightly less hot at 250.
250 for Shooter.
250 for Shooter.
250, 500. Shooter McGavin charges 300. 15, Michelle.
No!
Bang!
That's quick Shooter.
Math. I know my golf.
Righto, last one.
Here we go. He's in the TV show Succession. You've been in Troy, X-Men 2, The Bourne series, The Ring, and Super Troopers. How much would Brian Cox charge for a cameo?
Never heard of him.
Brian Cox. I play Logan Roy, and if you
know the voice? There we go.
I will tell you to f*** off
in
a very uncertain manner. Okay? So have fun and get in touch. And f***
off.
He's a gun. He's a grizzly bear.
Succession.
Yeah.
Who was? I don't know. I haven't watched Succession. Yeah, give me one luck. Thing that I would go. Oh, that guy.
This is not Troy. This is not a good place for you to be. In.
What's
have
his
a
name
guess,
again?
Michelle.
What's up, mate's name?
Don't Google him.
No, I'm just. Oh, that's a good point.
Have a guess.
What's his name again?
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
Brendan Cox, fullback at Fremantle.
All right, I'm going to go in with.
Never heard of him.
What?
Well, can't be
I have no idea who this dude is. 140.
140.
140 for the okay. Succession guy.
Yeah, I'm $1.60.
160.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that tactical? Just gone over Michelle.
No. Well, I was going to say 160. I just because he's familiar to me because I've seen Succession.
Okay.
Coxie.
If you've seen Succession, you'd love him.
Yeah. 160 really? Plays 140. You're both useless because he charges 985. But that is the win to the X Man.
There we go.
Hurts.
Bad luck.
900.
Well Ronnie. Done, Ron. $100 voucher coming your way, Jade. That's a shame. You had your first selection and went Michelle. But all the best to both, and Jade, have a lovely morning.
I will avenge you, Jade.
Thank you.
Right, what Cox?
Cox.
Nah, Rob.
Way off. 985.
$1,000.
Calm down.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest comes from one of the most recognisable bands in history.
Everyone wants to be a rock star.
Not just by their music. But also their makeup.
The makeup seemed like the perfect way for each one of us to come up with a character that symbolized and embodied us as individuals.
And finally, after some cancelled dates, KISS fans can breathe a sigh of relief as they head back to WA. Please welcome from KISS, Paul Stanley.
Paul, good morning.
G'day, mate. Here, I can get that out of the way and I can go... Good on ya. And then we can have a regular conversation.
I must admit, exciting that we're going to see you here. The last KISS, that's the tour. Exciting, but sad as well. The last tour. How are you feeling about it?
It's such a celebration. You know, the band just sounds amazing. The show is crazy good. It's by far the best show we've ever done. And look, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we were playing to 100,000 people, 80,000 people. We did some intimate gigs for 18,000. So, look, the band has never sounded better, and we're having a ball. And I can't say enough good stuff. And to not get back to your shores would have been impossible for me. We had to come back.
Do you find Australia like? And what's probably your biggest memory of being here?
Well, it's so interesting because... Certainly back in the 80s, with no disrespect to you, because you have the last laugh. People in the States, you know, thought of kangaroos hopping down the street and Crocodile Dundee or whatever. But it, I have to say, Australia was mind-boggling and eye-opening for me because it's so much of the things that I love about America, but you people are wonderful, wonderful, warm people. Women are amazing in that they really, in the old days when I was a free man, it was certainly, it was an adventure. You could go, you know, to the beach, you could go to the cinema, you could go to a dinner.
Were we quite welcoming?
You are indeed very welcoming.
Yeah, now that makes plenty of sense
yes,
to me,
are.
Paul. I can't say I've quite been in the same boat. They're not overly welcoming to a fat bloke like me, but what's the routine to get into the outfit and the makeup on? How long does that take?
Oh, my gosh. You know, getting into the uniform and all, I think the whole thing is about an hour and a half or so for me. For some of the other guys, it takes longer. Not because anything's more difficult, but because they won't shut up.
I love it. Well, we are so excited to see you on our shores. I'm sad. There's a tinge of sadness, but excitement overrides. You know what I mean?
I can guarantee it doesn't take Michelle an hour and a half to get ready for work either.
Shut up. You guys look good.
We cannot wait for this, mate. Triple M presents KISS's End of the Road 2022 Australian Tour, playing RAC Arena Friday, September 2. This is your last chance ever to see the legends of rock KISS play in Perth. You can get your tickets now from Ticketek to be a part of rock history in the making. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
I will say once again, good on ya.
Cheers. Cheers, mate. Have
Cheers.
A good day.
Yeah, good on ya.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Hey, you know how I'm a bit of a stickler for, you know, I don't like seeing alcohol advertised on TV and lots of stuff.
You're that guy, yeah.
That sort of guy, but I tell you what, I do love these old school ads.
A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer. And the best cold beer is Vic. Victoria Bitter. You know how it happens. You're treating their sprains. Mm. Yeah. Or fixing the train.
I can just see a man in stubbies, steel caps and a singlet.
A bluey on or whatever. Yeah, sweat dripping off the chin. Working. Cracking the can, finishing a tough day. My old man only drinks VB. There's a rule at home, and there's a rule at home. I'll never pay for a beer at home if I drink VB. Like, Dad will never go, never ever buy anything different.
But
if you want the VB, there's heaps there. Anyway, something caught my attention. They're releasing this ad by VB.
I believe that nothing worth having comes easy. When your day gets tough, it's what you do next that matters. Let hard work define you, but reward yourself when the job is done.
The new VB for Men grooming range, a knockoff defining formula that's all made with Vic. Victoria Bitter.
Why? I've earned it.
Men's grooming. VB have gone from the rough and tumble of the green box to grooming. Men grooming,
Did you see the end of that, the tag? Why? Because I've earned it. That is so close to because I deserve it, which is a female tag. Like, VB is moving.
Okay. So exfoliating scrub and a face moisturiser and other bits and pieces as well. So there you go.
Would you get into that? Are you an exfoliating man?
No, I'm not.
If VB is on the...
I tell you what I do use is Kevin Murphy, the hair wash. Oh, don't worry about that. I'll give the armpits a good clean with her expensive stuff.
You use Kevin Murphy. Sorry, and if anyone's not familiar with Kevin Murphy, that's a very expensive brand.
Bottles,
that's the plumping one. I know exactly what you do. Oh, no, maybe.
Kevin Murphy, go get me some Pantene.
You are doing your underarms with... Oh, my God, you're an outrage.
Have you got deodorant? No, I wear Kevin Murphy.
You would have the most luxurious armpit hairs.
No, I plait them. Like it's like I go to Bali and so I just have the full braid, please. And they go,
beat him up,
What do you use? Wow, that's fantastic. Anyway, would I use it? Probably not because I'm not into moisturising and grooming. Mm. But I'm not into it just because I don't think of doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you were trained up, VB trained up.
So I shower downstairs every morning, drive-in shower downstairs. My toothbrush is down there. Yeah. Have it. Clean my teeth, shower, bang, done. If there was a face moisturising down there, I would probably do it at the same time I brush my teeth.
But if we just popped a little exfoliator in your little shower caddy.
Yeah, bang. Away I go. The face exfoliator, done.
But
it's not there. Hence why, there you go. Kevin Murphy's there. I use it. If it's not there, I don't use it.
Is your wife aware you use Kevin Murphy on your armpits?
We are talking about divorces later.
Here we are. That's good.
We actually are.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
And what a story. We touched on it earlier this morning, but just off the coast of Albany, a man is lucky to be alive after being bitten by a great white, basically, we think.
Yeah, great white.
Here he is, Lucas, talking about the attack.
All I could hear my mate screaming was, "That's a really big shark." And I look down and there's this 5 metre great white just cruising, just came straight for me and bit me on the legs.
Man, not cool, not cool. His mate was there, thank God, and his mate saw it all go down.
At first I thought I was dreaming, and it was huge. It was like the size of a small four-wheel drive. I come up to breathe because I was underwater and I just see this splash and the tail and his arms go flying, and I thought he was dead.
Man, oh, man. His mate Connor there, who actually put him on his back.
Actually unbelievable. Through the rocks.
2 kilometres through the rocks to get him there. Absolutely sterling effort. Made a tourniquet for him, just made sure he was right.
I'd be like Peter from the Bible. I'd be walking on water. As soon as I saw that shark, look at this bloke down in Albany. He can walk on water.
Was it Peter that walked on the water?
I think it was Peter.
Oh, you don't ask me about Bible stuff. That's not a thing for me.
Was it bloody Peter? Are you thinking of 2 metre Peter?
Who am I research that, please? Why would you pull me up on that? Your name, Peter.
There's two ways we could go here. Bible study question.
Keep going back to the show.
All we want to know, if you have saved your mate's life, when have you swept in, saved your mate's life, what did you do?
Peter, it was Jesus, mate.
Pete was there. Anyway, what do you want to do, Michelle? 1, 2, 3, 4.
When he wanted to get into nightclubs occasionally, he wouldn't use the name Jesus. He'd go, Peter's my name. Maybe that's where the confusion kicked in.
Just talking to the producers, don't offer them facts about this. You're just encouraging them to talk further about the parting of seas and walking on water.
Quite right.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3.
Have you saved your mate? Bring it in. Tell us what you did. They could have died.
I'd love a mouth-to-mouth story. I'd love to hear a mouth-to-mouth story where you got down on your mate. Yeah. Normally you wouldn't be doing that sort of thing with your mate.
No dental dam in sight.
But on this particular occasion, he was gone and you had to jump in and go for it. I want a story like that.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. I wasn't involved, but out the front of my house, we live on the ocean back growing up, and a lad from International was chasing a tennis ball in the water, non-swimmer.
Yeah.
Bang from the bottom of the ocean, carried him in surfboard, bang, 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 wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, saved his life.
Brilliant.
That can happen. If you were the surf lifesaver in Noosa, give us a call if you saved Barbara's life that day.
Epic rescue. They still talk about it. I can't believe he's still out here, mate. Wow.
Could be your friend, could be someone you just saw in trouble.
If you've saved a life or had your life saved, who might have saved your life? Yeah, you might have been on the end of the 5 metre big
wide. Peter, if you're listening, you can phone through. That'd be a good
there was a Peter who walked on water. Now, Basil, you
and
said
then
to
you
me,
said, hang on.
Peter? It's
not Peter.
Was it bloody Peter? Well,
wasn't
I've done
Peter.
Well, hang on.
Just Jesus.
I've gone to a little Bible reading here, Basil, during the break. Hit it, Chuck.
Peter makes an extraordinary act of faith, literally climbs out of the boat onto the sea and begins to stride across the water.
He's running on water.
Showing off.
Shut it down, Charlie. Pistol Pete. He's still gone.
Right.
He's scamping.
The one time on the radio, Michelle, we can go, Jesus Christ! And it's okay.
1, 2, 3, 5, 3. We're certainly not talking about religion because I'm about to get shot by lightning.
That's the answer. We're looking forward to that question. Jesus Christ!
He's the guy. All
saving lives. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. Like the two boys yesterday down south after a shark attack. Have you saved a life or had your life saved?
All right, let's kick it off with Jason. Jason, what happened?
Yeah, me and my mate were having dinner with my parents at the lake house, and I noticed my dad started, you know, getting a bit red in the face and realized he was choking. So I came around and gave him the Heimlich maneuver, and out come the piece of steak he was choking on.
Get out.
Funny thing is, a couple years later, my parents were divorced, and my mom, one night, we're just having a drink, and she leans over and said, you know, it's a shame you knew the Heimlich maneuver back then.
I was going to say, Mum was certainly going to say, you should have let him go.
Let's give it another Jesus Christ.
Let me, Jason, did you get it on the first hit, or did it take a couple of goes? Oh, hello.
Hey, hello.
Took a couple of goes.
Jace, can you explain the Heinrich maneuver? What is it?
You get behind the person, they're hunched over a bit, and you find just below their sternum, and you press your hands, and you pull upwards and up into the old.
There you go.
And Mum wanted him to go. Imagine that.
Champion.
Choked. We tried. He's dead.
Old Billy Lidd did his best to get on this.
Right. I know. He's just totally straight back.
Good morning to the dad there, the little kid there, Jace, as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to Andrew. Andrew, what happened? Who'd you save?
Andy, sorry.
Sorry, Andy.
That's okay. It's not the first time. It's not the one that's been told either.
You're right, mate. Fire away. Life saving.
Yeah, so I used to drive forklifts, big ones, little ones, up on the mine sites. We had a regular truckie that used to come to site who I was quite good mates with. And he came along one day and he had a huge truck of cylinder ducting, 400 kilo pieces of ducting.
Yeah.
And as he undid the ratchet strap, I was sitting in the forklift ready to unload it. And the top one started rolling. And he was standing directly underneath this thing. It was going to land on him. So I started dipping the horn and screaming at him, jumped out of the forklift and managed to get him out of the way. If that had landed on him, I would have squashed him.
Saved
Andy,
his life.
Champion, saw it happening, stopped it in its tracks.
So that's a good story, the saving of the life of a mate. I'm still going back to Jace's mum who wanted the husband dead.
Not exactly what we wanted.
Well, what did he do? You know what I mean? You got to ask questions.
Mistress. So, 3 kids on the side.
Jason, you've been involved in a bit of a rescue. What went on?
Me and my boss at the time, I was living in Carnarvon, and we worked on the Sunday to go fishing on the Monday. Mm-hmm. We headed out, hour and a half, steam 15 k's offshore, drop the line, and get a call from the sea rescue. Anybody on the water for two blokes basically hit the boat over out the front of Quabba Blowholes at Quabba Station.
Oh,
yeah.
So, no worries. Pull up the line. But another 40 minutes steam basically to the front of the blowholes at Carnarvon. Find two guys. Probably a combined weight of both of them would have been over 250 kilos.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
In a 10
pull
foot.
Pull meter shore.
Yeah, in a 10 foot tinny with a 6 horsepower, and it was overturned. And they were both just hanging on to the, basically hanging on to the dinghy in the water.
Wow.
Jeez.
And they were about 100 metres literally from the Quabba Cliffs at blowholes in Carnarvon.
Yeah, goodness
me. Could you drag him aboard or what, Jace? You managed to do that?
Well, I had to jump in. It was too hard to get him on board, so we had to basically move him away from the cliff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we, I jumped in, tied our rope to their dinghy, and my boss at the time, Paul, he towed us further away from the cliff. So we got about 300-400 metres out from the cliff, and one by one, basically got both boats on board. I tipped their tinny back over and got their motor going again. And long story cut short, we got them to shore, which was a tricky scenario at Quabba anyway.
Champions.
Had the police waiting for us with a couple of jerry cans of fuel to fuel up, and Sea Breeze came in and we belted back in the southwester for 2.5 hours all the way back to Carnarvon. That was our day.
How lucky
were those guys that Jason and his boss, Paul, one were there and two knew what to do.
And I love that they got the tinny as well, just as a cherry on top, you know.
Oh, Jace, you're a star. Mr. Brilliant. B, good morning. You're not my old high school teacher, are you, Mr. B?
Absolutely not.
Come on, Mr. B.
All right, Mr. B. What's going
heard
on with
Peter
you?
Reference
you
before. I don't want anything to do with that bloke.
Go on, Mr.
Okay,
B.
Okay, so I haven't served anybody, but I want to get involved and I want to serve somebody.
Oh.
I've been in England for the last 4 weeks, and on my way to work on Monday morning, tune in to Triple M as usual, and listen to the news reader, and I want to get involved in this campaign.
Yeah.
What campaign is that?
Save Michelle and Baz in the morning.
Save Michelle and Basil. Oh.
Yeah. And once you've heard it, you can't unhear it.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Hang on.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast.
Save Michelle and Basil.
It sounds like Wet Dreams and Tomatoes again.
But the way old X-Man is carrying on this morning, we might need Saving Michelle.
I'm going to put up a GoFundMe page. We'll get this on. Okay, let's go.
Just quickly, last off a text line. A lady I worked with came to work complaining of indigestion, which became worse, and got a sore arm a few hours in trying. We called an ambulance. She went. She had a triple heart bypass the next day.
Good
Tone
on you
guys. Came to the rescue.
Good on you. Oof.
When it's your lucky day, it's your lucky day.
Yeah.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
You know what, COVID, everything, it sort of changed the landscape in different ways.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that things have changed, apparently, is a spike in divorce applications.
Oh, really?
That's been locked in the same house, I'd say. That's my rough guess.
Yeah.
But, some divorce applications are going up, and there's this group called Parents Beyond Breakup. That's a charity.
Yeah.
Their demand's gone through the roof.
Oh, really?
And at the back of that, this whole thing has happened. Divorce coaches, like life coaches, their demand is going through the roof.
And they're not to save marriages, but they're once the marriage is split.
Well, no, they're talking to people before the divorce goes through. And I think they do a bit of back-end work as well. All right, you've done it now. Yeah. You're out of
we've
there.
We've nailed this. We've nailed that. Let's look at grabbing this. Have we thought about the super? Is there any
what about the kitchen table?
This is what I love too. In Australia, it's all an unregulated territory. Hello, Michelle Anderson, life coach, divorce person.
Outlab of assistance.
$150, $200 at least, just slightly less than the psych. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I look like the better option.
Undercut.
But this is what's going on, and of course, divorces means eventually, hopefully, it's amicable. But so many times, it's not. You've got to sit down and decide house, cars.
Who gets what?
How does this divide up?
I do love the little sentence here. Legally, anyone can call themselves a life coach or a counsellor. Anyone can. So,
if it doesn't work out in radio, Michelle.
Counsellor you know Ellis here. Oh, that's a ring, Counsellor Ellis. Know sit down. Mm. Mate, and we could use Baz's coffin that he used to lay on.
I've never seen anyone this dead who's still alive.
But divorces come around. They come around, and I know a lot of people that have been divorced or parents who have been divorced. 133353. What did you lose in the divorce? Now, I don't need to know about the figures, but what was the one thing that got away? What was the one thing that stitched you right up? Who really nailed you? Obviously, the ex-husband, ex-wife. Someone nailed you. What was it that you what was it that they got?
I know a mate who had a massive fortune, and his partner obviously had helped contribute to that fortune. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was reasonably easy to carve the money, the super. Even the kids' arrangements were reasonably simple.
Right.
But it didn't come to blows, i.e. the lawyers really being engaged at 10 paces, until the two family dogs.
The dogs.
The dogs in the middle.
And in the end, the huge Barney and nearly 12 months in the court system was because of two family dogs that they could not decide where they were going to go.
What breed were we dealing with?
I think they were the bigger type, like not a German Shepherd, like an Alsatian or something like that.
Yeah, so you're telling me I found a loophole how to get rid of my dogs.
So the dogs, that was the big sticking point
That was the sticking point there. Hard to separate over the dogs.
Yep. I knew a friend, she got the convertible car. Oh, really? Not yours, babe. Nah. He loved it. Yeah. No, I think there was spite involved there. Yeah.
I've got a mate who absolutely hated his ex-wife that much. He just put the sword down.
Did he?
What do you mean? Just take it.
The minute less of seeing you, the better. And I'm talking everything. Not thousands, millions.
Really? Yeah. Just take the lot.
Go out. And then I start to think maybe he had some stational money.
Yeah, he's taking
What do you reckon, X-Man?
Good morning, Kev.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning, Kev. You've been through the divorce?
Yeah, I've been through one already. What happened was I left my dog there so I could get my shit together and come back and get the dog, and when I got back there, the dog wasn't there. She reckons it ran away.
Kev,
what do you reckon happened to the dog, mate?
I reckon she left the gate open just like she did to me.
No.
But unlike the dog, you didn't stray, right, Kev?
Not at all, mate. Never have, never will.
No, good man, Kev.
I'm brokenhearted.
Are you amicable or is it goodbye?
Goodbye. I've gone and got another missus and another dog. So,
Did we ever get a sniff of where the dog took off to, never to see again, or what happened? Nothing.
We live near a fair bit of bushland near the old Kenwick Footy Club there. So,
He's turned wild. Yeah.
Anything could have happened. Yeah.
So when Albie, my one-year-old, goes werewolf.
Werewolf.
There's a werewolf out
Kevin's
there.
Dog.
Werewolf.
He loves a werewolf.
He loves a werewolf. Anyway. Oh, Kevin. Oh, good to hear that Kevin's kicked on. Okay, John in Como. Ooh, the divorce. What happened?
Well, how you going, guys?
Good,
Johnny. The divorce happened. I actually gave up the house because I wanted my $500,000 public service pension.
Oh, hello, hello. So why did you have to give up the house so you could get the pension? How does that work?
Because division of assets. They divide the assets up for equal value.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So to me, the pension was worth more because it's also a bottomless pit because it never runs out.
Yeah, understood.
It's a public service one.
Yeah.
Can an ex-partner get their hands on you? Pension going forward or not?
No, once you cut, you cut. Once I'm fairly sure. Cut. She wouldn't have any access to that going forward, would she, John?
No. She didn't have access up to the point where we were getting divorced.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and so, John, she got the house. Where did you... You're just renting now? Or
what did the life coach suggest?
Just renting in Como, yeah.
Renting in Como, yeah.
There you go.
Keep it modest. I think that's the right way to go. He's got the bottomless pit, didn't you hear?
Grass is greener, Johnny boy.
Betcha.
Sorry?
Is the grass greener?
Oh, absolutely.
He's living like a king. Absolutely.
Johnny boy. I like to hear that.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
There it is.
The man of the moment.
Here it is.
Connor Shirley.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing very good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Now, if you missed what we were just talking before, Connor, you saved your mate Luke, who attacked by a shark. That you
shark
can say
attack.
Those words in a sentence.
Chomped
is
by a 5 metre great white.
Insane in itself, yeah.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm reading Connor, notes. He's down at the beach where
Connor,
it happens.
Connor, just move around a bit. Instead of pointing out to Antarctica, just turn your body around and point towards Perth and see if that makes a bit of a difference. Mate, you piggybacked your mate for 2Ks along the rocks.
Oh, no. No,
he did. Yeah, I did
Connor.
That.
Oh, there he is.
I'm full of that much adrenaline that he felt like a feather. He was less than 20 kilos. Felt like nothing.
Is
so much
right?
Adrenaline, he felt like a feather. Yeah. Mate, how much blood was splurting out everywhere?
The doctors reckon he lost about 1.5 litres.
You did such a great job, Connor, because you put a tourniquet on him. And as you said, you carried him those 2 kilometres where he felt light as a feather because you were so pumped up. What happened when you got over the rocks? Did you have to ring someone? Was there help there already? How did it work?
Well, Luke and I, we talked about it on the way there, and we're like, the ambulance is going to take double the amount of time to get out here and get him back to hospital. So I was just like, I'll just jump in the car and I'll take you there as quick as I can get there.
You are incredible, phenomenal. Yeah. That is exceptional.
If you're into spearfishing and surfing and all that sort of stuff down there, mate, it wouldn't be the first shark you've seen, I wouldn't imagine.
Well, we haven't. That's the first great white we've ever seen, and it was a big one, but we've seen lots of little wobbegoals and stuff, and Luke's seen a mace.
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. And so how is Luke going?
I feel really good for some reason.
You feel good, but Luke is all right?
Yeah, we're laughing about it. I bought him some Lego, so he's building that and he's having a great time.
He's laughing about it and building Lego. Mate, you two are resilient.
You've got a couple of days off work or whatever. Yeah. Good. Con, mate, we're going to let you go because I know you got 1,000 phone calls that are your phone will be buzzing off the hook today. Well done,
good
mate.
Good on you, yeah.
Such a great effort to look after you, mate, and get him to safety, and congratulations to you.
Kind of line a bit scratchy, but delighted to be
what
able to just get through.
And the last bit, the light as a feather, didn't even feel him on my back.
That's phenomenal, isn't it? That adrenaline.
Michelle, don't think I'd do the same for you.
I'm just hoping it'd kick in.
No chance.
I reckon with that adrenaline.
I'll get Michelle to shore.
Yeah, and then
Baz, I don't think I've even got you in.
Yeah, and you know what would happen? The Noosa Lifesavers would be along in a flash. G'day, boys. What are you doing here?
We're here again.
Aren't you the blokes from Noosa?
And the Channel 10 crew jump in. Basil was money moments away from dying.
Oh, good on you, Hoppo.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Well, unlike Baz with COVID, this story never dies.
Paramedics said they've never seen anyone as dead still alive. Just for the record, Michelle, you weren't here.
His heart beated once every 4 minutes.
Honestly. It was just like a... lesser country would have buried him.
Correct. Why we got the shovel and soil?
You are an incredible human specimen, they said, the paramedics.
Wow. Oh, I love it. I've always wanted to be in a medical journal. Yeah. You'd be there.
And then they said, where do you want to go, Pinaroo or Karakata?
Anyway, the story that keeps bubbling away, it's unbelievable. The Barney between Baz and Nutmegal.
What's up now?
Everywhere I turn, because I've got 2 computers in front of me. Boom, boom, boom. Work stuff. One if I need to go through some suspicious material.
It's like looking at NASA working.
Yeah, so I've got the double laptop set up now. Grand even control, right now, Perth now, the story that just pops up only 12 minutes ago. Up late with Ben Harvey. Why Mutt McGowan is snubbing Basil Zemplis.
Look,
the Cookie Monster's weighed in.
Roger Cook.
I was going to call him Greg Cook.
I've never heard him that, actually.
Isn't it? Okay.
It's a good one. I like
his first
tourism
time.
Minister, Deputy Premier.
The Cookie Monster's weighed in. He's whacked you to pieces.
Yeah. Everyone's asking, are they? Yeah. Why is this? Why do these two not get along?
I know. Well, here's a little bit of questions yesterday. Oh. More questions were put out there yesterday.
Has the Lord Mayor been blacklisted?
No. Look, when there's projects that are joint state commonwealths, we have joint state commonwealth here. When there's projects that are joint state local, we will have local government representatives at the event. If there's a local government project in which the state doesn't contribute money, it's not state government land, I wouldn't expect to be invited, and I don't think any of you would ask the question, why wasn't I there? I've done many joint events with the Lord Mayor. I'll get your list if you like, but a great many. The West is holding a groundbreaking ceremony, and I'm not invited. I don't go and say, why wasn't I invited? If Channel 7's holding an event, I don't say, why wasn't I invited? If there wasn't state government money in there, why would I be invited?
But there could be City of Perth money in this.
Well, if the City of Perth wants to donate money towards this project, Well, then obviously that would be something we'd consider, but that would be most welcome. But at this point in time, we're looking for philanthropic and private sector donations.
Now, you're that bitter and twisted. You'll go to Channel 7 today and go, every single event that he's on, Mr. McGowan needs an invite.
No, I have to correct you on that. I can only say this for
my mate, there's smoke, and when there's smoke, there's fire.
Michelle, I'm going to turn my back on you.
No, you talk to me,
I know you're the sensible one in the room. Now, there is no problem with me and Mark McGowan. I've got great respect for the Premier. He's done an incredible job managing the state and managing our affairs. He's also the Treasurer. He's a busy man. There is no problem between me and the Premier. Certainly not from where I sit.
And he said in that grab too, this is state government, you know, it's not local government. You'd need to go to state government, wouldn't you?
Well, it is. Would you? It is a car park that's currently operated by the City of Perth. And it is a car park that currently earns the City of Perth around $2.3 million annually. So that is, that's a pretty significant number for ratepayers of the City of Perth. Having said all of that, though, the greater good is for this magnificent Aboriginal Cultural Centre and Museum to be built, and that it's going to be built in the City of Perth is an unbelievable privilege for us and for our council. So, again, Michelle, as I keep my back turned on,
because I've got a bit more to add,
there is no problem between me and the Premier. I have nothing but the greatest respect for him, and I go to things that I'm invited to.
So, Michelle, I've just jumped on the computer version now, and I've gone to the West.
Thought we'd shut him
McGowan sips $1,000 wines as star guests at an exclusive dinner. My people tell me, Michelle.
Here we go.
Basil was on the guest list.
I was just going to say that. If you
and
don't
he might have been withdrawn from the guest list.
Oh, stop it.
They told me it wasn't on anymore.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.